Episode 135. Harmonizing Hell Yeahs. Goodness. This is hour one of four. We talk about kangaroos being the same as popples, Rob Schneider working at Kinko's, and the Jehovah's Witnesses ask about sex. You can find us at SnortCoffee on Twitter, snortcoffee.com. Phone number, regardless, again, you can call, I think, any of the phone numbers that we say on the show, but 937-501-1002. I think that's it. Thanks for listening, kids. There you have it.
Guests.
He's not impressed. I haven't heard that anywhere.
He's not impressed.
Pod guest.
It's probably out there because I'm not that original.
Christopher Guest. Trademarked that.
Yeah.
No one else.
20 years ago. He thought people would be in pods by now.
this one. Still there?
So I'm thinking about. Yeah. I should probably save all this for the recording.
Awesome.
Oh, recording now?
Yeah.
Oh. I believe so. Well, then that whole part of the conversation.
What are you thinking about?
I wanna remake Monopoly. Should it be this close?
In your image? I think you're alright.
In my image. No, I wanna throw some.
There's your pretty headphones.
Some modern day jolt to the Monopoly game.
To the what game?
Monopoly.
You mean electrocute people when they go bankrupt?
Yes.
There you go.
No, but think about this. What if the banker is an actual player?
As opposed to just like one player taking on the role
benefit. All that money in the bank is yours. Now, here's how you determine at the end of the game if they made money. So you count all the money after it's been divvied out to all the players. So you have that total amount in the account. You take that total amount and subtract that at the end of the game so you know how much you've earned.
Okay.
And also you could do property.
Taxes?
No, just property. Like how many properties the bank has.
And the bank starts out with every property.
Right.
Well, then what would be, like, as the bank, why would I sell you a property?
You have to make money.
But I own all the property. So every time anybody lands anywhere, I make money.
I just thought about it today.
No.
This is they put rocks in a tumbler and they. This is that process. Smoothing rocks.
Oh yeah. It was familiar to me.
Into a coffee tumbler, drink it. No, but
that's how they make martinis.
Right, and then also having the government as a player, and that instead of all your taxes going in the middle for free parking, they go to the government.
More accurate.
It's still free. It's conceptual right now.
No, I think you've got certainly some kinks to work out.
Certainly.
But I think that you've got a solid.
The Kinks is a pretty good band.
I love the Kinks. I discovered the Kinks like
Lola. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I discovered the Kinks like 3 years ago or something. Like way late.
I think they're ahead of their time for a band.
Yeah, they're like that like pre-punk like. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. But I love, the Kinks is a good example of my music theory. Like, I stay up on some current music, but in general, I let time be my, like, sorter.
Judge?
Like, if you're around in 30 years, Like, I'll listen to Justin Bieber in 30 years. If he's still around.
That makes sense.
If they still, like, talk about him like he was killing it, then I'll give him a listen. But I don't feel a rush to run out and get an album now.
No.
It seems, yeah.
Or a Bieber album. Who knows? But yeah, Monopoly.
Monopoly's a shitty game, dude.
It's long.
It's a shitty game.
It's, like, that's why I'm trying to
twist it up. We had game night in my mom's side of the family for a while, and we all got together and played Monopoly, and it got into politics real quick, and like, it went bad. It was like, kind of broke for her family. Like, I think that was the last game night. Like,
how did you get into politics?
Yeah.
It's about
capitalism.
Yeah, I don't remember. Right. Yeah, basically.
Like, I can see the opening.
You're just sitting around, it's so slow that you got too much junk to talk about, and like, yeah.
Well, so what you're saying is my addition to the game might make matters worse, I'm sorry, for your family.
Might make matters work.
Maybe not, though, because maybe it'll put a certain person in charge.
Yeah.
And then, like, well, then that person's just in charge.
You put a name to the face.
Yeah.
And I'm government.
Breaks the shit out of them.
Right.
Sweet.
And you beat government, you're like, suck it.
And if you had, like, regular games, like...
I love being government.
Well, you love what?
I love being government.
There you go. It would be, you'd be the perfect person.
But if you had, like, regular games, you could make that equitable. Like, your government, the way you would... play the government role in Monopoly, I think, is very different from the way Austin, for example.
Right, exactly.
Iron
it would
Fist.
Make every game truly different.
Right,
Iron Fist.
But if there was, like, if you did it this time and you had regular games, like, it would only make sense, like, well, there's, you gotta pick somebody from a different political.
Right.
Or, like, force you to, like, if you're the only asshole who plays this game, I'm pretty sure you are.
Yeah, I am. That's why I have to think of some way to get people to play with it. It's down to that.
Like, you would have to, like, govern like a libertarian or govern like a socialist. Or
which is me just going to the bathroom every 5 minutes. I'm making the popcorn. That's it.
Popcorn's
I'm not involved
good.
In the game at all.
Oh, right.
I hardly even play. I'm not going to roll the dice because that's intervention
into
the game.
Burn down the board because it's yours and you'll do with it whatever the hell you want to do with it.
Coffee's good, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, it is really good.
There's
French
a little
press
bit more.
Coffee.
Is Occupied Dayton still down there?
As far as I know.
Three people?
I think so. Three and a half. One of them froze half to death.
Oh, God.
So, already. Leg sickles.
Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Uh-huh.
Said, welcome to Snort Coffee.
Welcome to Snort Coffee.
We are in the
drinking
belly of the beast.
Coffee.
Live.
Live from the belly of the beast.
It's acidic in here.
Stomach juice, dude. We're in Boston Stroker on Brown Street.
Yep.
Dayton, Ohio. We got Joel Train. Joe, we never thought of a name for you, did we?
Joe's fine.
Joe?
Okay. Morning. Mocha Joe.
Mocha Joe.
Mocha
right.
Joe.
I like
now,
that.
I mean, I'll be in and out of today's cast.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that'll work.
There'll be another Joe, though, later, hopefully.
Hi. Hopefully.
Another Joe.
Yeah. Joey. Right.
Joey.
Come up, kangaroo.
It's a baby kangaroo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Baby kangaroo is going to hop through those doors,
all right.
Sit down, gross us all out with the insides of its pouch.
Can they flip that inside out?
I think so.
Really?
I don't know.
Like, did they turn into, like, the Popples? You remember that shit?
Reach down.
You remember that toy that you fold inside out?
Yeah.
And it looked like something, but then it folded into itself? Can kangaroos do that?
I think that came around the same time as Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. Well, no. They were way later than Stretch Armstrong.
Way later.
Yeah.
Kangaroos couldn't do that until they saw the first Popple.
Okay.
And then,
I
bet we can do that. And then totally pulled it off.
Huh.
They just weren't inventive enough to think of it on their own.
What do they do with their tail? Just fold right up in there?
It looks like a tea bag.
Okay.
Like, they all fold in, but the tail, there's no room for the tail.
It's a handle at that point. You carry it around like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Australian giants throw them at each other and hit him in the face.
Here comes the Joeys! They've turned him inside out!
That's a good Australian accent.
Terrible.
I thought it was good. I've never met an Australian person, but...
We had one in here a couple weeks ago.
Really?
She was obviously from Australia, which always makes me ask. So you're
was
obviously
upside down?
From Memphis.
Yeah, nice.
And she corrects me. No, I'm from Australia. So, I know. But Sydney, she's from Sydney.
You should, instead of saying, if that is a regular thing that you do, instead of saying, no, I know, when they correct you, say, oh, I get those two mixed up. All the time. I always confuse a Memphis I get accent. But they sound real similar in my head.
We've got a nice soundtrack going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. At least it's not Christmas yet.
That's true. That'd be bad.
Could be worse.
Just short.
Yeah. Just short. Just 8 ounces.
I've got potentially another coffee house that we could do this at. Christine knows the owner.
Better music?
Well, I don't think there's music. Okay. We were there last night, and I don't think...
I got a place you could go. It's not a coffee joint, though.
Where is it?
It's called Zoe's Waffles and Wings. It's a chicken and waffles place.
Huh.
On the west side. Yep.
I always get my sides confused.
I just went there last week.
Is it good?
It's really good. Did you never think that wings and waffles would go well together?
Yeah.
I guess it's a southern thing. But it's...
Like, is it literally like waffle, chicken, waffle?
No. Like, I thought it was going to be like Parmesan chicken. Like a big waffle with like a chicken breast on top. No, that's not how it is. And what it is like it's a big fluffy waffle.
Okay.
With wings on each like little cuttable corner.
Okay.
And honey and maple syrup.
So you still like syrup that?
Yeah, you still syrup. Yeah, it sounds weird, but you eat it all together, and for some reason, they just pair really well together.
Huh. I do like the southern palate
and
when it comes to.
But I'm just telling you right now, you're probably going to be the only white folks there.
No, that's okay.
It's fairly normal.
Fairly normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
We went to the grand opening of this place. The guy working right now, Eric. Yeah. Well, she's a regular. She comes in every day.
And she told
and she's
you about,
like, hey, I'm retiring, but I'm starting my own business. It's Waffles and Wings. Will you please come to the opening? So, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
So
support local business.
Yep.
That's great.
We just kind of got melodic with our hell yeahs. That was sweet.
Hell yeah.
We harmonized.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Like the Allman Brothers of hell yeah.
Got 4 minutes.
4 minutes left on your lunch break?
On my lunch break.
Nice.
How long do you get for lunch?
30 minutes.
You get a 30-minute lunch break. Pretty average.
And then I'll get 10 minutes and then 10 more minutes.
Right.
Do you normally walk the streets on your lunch break? What are you doing on your lunch break normally?
Typically, like today, I was planning to get some pot belly sub, but then you guys walked in. So now I'm just having coffee. Nice. That'll be fine. I don't need to spend any more money. So it all
but
works out.
You do need to eat.
I got pastries that are going to go out tonight. I'll bring them out to you, too.
Score.
No worries.
Don't worry. As far as I know, the board at
Boston Stroker
does not listen. They're not on the forums, at least.
Well, I was wondering about tweeting it. I twittered a couple times.
I think as long as you don't add
Boston Stroker.
Hashtag.
Boston Stroker.
Right. Don't hashtag it or add it. Yeah. But I think if you use maybe even add.
Boston Stroker.
They're pretty hip, though, to that stuff.
Oh, they've already blocked us.
They have?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, when you tweet from at Snort Coffee at a place that sells coffee that has a huge legal team. They can't be seen to endorse that in any way.
Right. Wow.
The majority of shit that I've snorted has been Starbucks.
That Via stuff is perfect for it.
Really?
Oh, man.
Well, it's like micro... Yeah.
What happens if I get fired over this? What am I going to do?
Snort Coffee's not responsible for...
content.
Yeah, you're taking care of it right now. That's what's going on.
We're in the clear.
All right.
We're not even here. Pretty sure it can't be proven.
That's true.
Yeah. What are you talking about, microphones? Never heard of it.
Yeah, nobody's listening to a podcast from a little,
Boston Stroker.
In Oklahoma City.
No.
I love Oklahoma City.
They have the best bombings.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Grammy. Sorry.
I think I broke the phone number.
How can you break a phone number?
I think I broke a phone number.
It's just a string of digits.
Yeah, 937-551-1040. So easy, but it might not work anymore.
Did you divide it by itself?
No, but that would have been a better idea, I think.
What?
I tried to do something stupid on my phone and, like, connected Sprint to Google Voice, whatever the crap, and that seemingly fucked something up.
Really?
Yeah, so show number might just be my number now. Which, whatever. But I did get random texts.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
Any idea who they're from?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Congressman.
Who? Congressman?
The Congressman, yeah.
That's good.
Mike Pence. Not positive.
Soon to be governor. Is that race in 2012? Really? I think. I think he's running for governor of Indiana.
Oh, you're not getting texts from this guy. You're just getting texts. I don't get it.
I got random texts on my phone via the phone number.
Yeah.
937-551-1040. That might not be a working phone number anymore. About the show.
Yeah.
And I made the presumption that it's the Congressman Mike Pence.
Okay.
Were they positive?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it was.
They were ambivalent.
Just bullshitting back.
I heard you have a show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Meh. Hashtag meh.
Hashtag meh. Meh might be one of my favorite internet memes.
I think he was concerned about the show Taste Coffee. There's apparently a spinoff that we didn't know about. I don't know if it's a spinoff.
People taste coffee?
I think they do.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. Weirdo. As you sip from your mug. There it is.
It's weird just getting a random text, though.
Yeah, like, I bet.
It's weird.
I'd like to experience that. 937-212-5035.
Easy. Did you hear him? Just honked on our way past.
Already.
Yep.
That's how instantaneous this whole thing is.
Instantaneous 4 months later.
That's right. Instantaneously put onto a hard drive.
So you like work here, right?
Maybe.
In the area, at least.
I work in the area.
What's up with, like, they come down and spend shit ton of money making things nice? Because it wasn't this nice, like, a year and a half ago, right?
You think this is nice?
Well, no, but it's nicer than it was.
Yeah, it's supposed to get nicer.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
How much nicer?
They're going to put trees in the middle of the street.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. It is pretty nice.
Yeah, because what happens is, I mean, it's 40 miles per hour or something crazy. And obviously, people walk back and forth, and someone's going to get killed.
Oh, we're going to watch Sid somebody get run over by a car once. Today?
I haven't, but Sid was on the bus over here.
We're going to make that happen sometime tonight.
She saw someone get hit by a truck.
Nice. Wow. How bad was it?
She said it was pretty bad. On the floor, on the ground, no one was waking up. I mean, she was driving away at this point.
Wait, Sid's driving again?
No. She was watching
it. So
it
was a hit and run. Yeah. Oh, no, she was on the bus.
She was on the bus.
And so
saw what
she's
happened.
Not driving the bus. The bus is moving with her.
Yeah, as the bus
inside.
Is moving, okay. She's, you know, she's seeing the after effects.
The bus was not the person.
No.
Okay.
A truck hit a person. Bus drives by.
Huh.
My wife is on the bus.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Does she have nightmares or anything?
No.
That's good.
I had a nightmare the other day, though. I died.
You died
on a roller coaster.
Dream?
Yeah.
Nice.
How do you know you died?
It was a good roller coaster.
Because I woke up. I mean, it was. You guys ever been to Cedar Point?
Yeah.
Top Thrill Dragster, you know, the really fast one. I was on that. And
nice.
I was up on it. I was at the very top. And, it comes swinging around.
Yeah.
And the front of the train was there. But my side of the train was off the track.
Whoops.
And then...
Did you make it to the lake?
Hit the ground. Woke up.
Not the lake.
I couldn't go to sleep after that.
What time did you wake up?
Like 4.
Ugh.
And then Xavier woke up, so I was like...
He had the same dream.
Here we go. I hope not. Oof. It's pretty hardcore for a 9-month-old. Who's now a year and 9 months.
How's he doing?
He's good. He's about to walk.
It's good times.
Like, it's exciting, but once he starts walking, it's all...
Yeah. Get into shit, man.
I mean, he's already getting
watched him.
That's good. I feel bad sometimes.
Don't feel bad.
I don't want to get too personal stuff on the podcast, but...
She's happy to help out.
Yeah.
That's how we Sooners take care of one another.
Sinners?
Sooners.
Sooners. I gotta go. I was on here for a lot longer than I was.
Late from lunch.
I'll be back.
See you. Check back in. Should we kill his mic? Like, turn it off? Or just leave it on? Or
what? Just leave it on.
Okay.
See how it goes.
That was a little behind the scenes for people.
It was.
Those two sentences. Oh, speaking of little, I got I think it's a pretty good little way to be an asshole.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Not mine, but it was mislabeled when I heard it.
Okay.
It was, people think, I think that this is like going like against the establishment, like a light protest thing.
Okay.
But I think really the more honest explanation of it is just a little way to be an asshole.
What's your...
So you get credit card offers in the mail,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So you take the credit card offer, you open up the envelope.
I got one today, actually.
You take out anything that has your name, address, any personal information on it.
Yep.
You take the rest of it and you cram it back into the return envelope. Okay. Take the envelope that they sent it to you, and I go this far as to fold it up and stick it in there, too. Okay. Lick it and send it back to them.
All right.
Because it's already prepaid.
Is it like a kangaroo, then, how it folds in on itself?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
It's the kangaroo of
I think I've actually heard that one and didn't correlate Little Way of an Asshole with it because that's good.
Because they're either getting charged for that postage or they're not.
If everybody does that, maybe they'll stop sending them because they can't afford to do that shit anymore.
Exactly.
Except for this credit card company, so they'll always be able to afford to do that. Yeah. But
my only – I don't know if I'm wasting my time sticking stuff in there.
You got trash. I mean
– Well, I'm just thinking if it's based on weight is the only way. Like if they get charged
– No, you can keep it under an ounce. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess it's never going to go over that. So you might as well just send back the empty envelope.
Anthrax in it.
Don't do that.
No.
I have written on one of them I wrote, fuck you, leave me the fuck alone, in like big, bold marker.
Nice.
And I forgot to sign it. I meant to sign it, like, not you, like, personally, like the assholes that you work for.
Company.
But I didn't. So hopefully... If you got
somebody's
that, you're
like
listening.
Really,
they got to be pretty used to that.
Really a down day. I'm like, everything's going fine until
oh,
I get
shit,
to sleep.
Man.
It's not a bad plan.
So, yeah, I've been doing it.
Really?
Yeah, I've been, like, on it. Like, I check. Before, like, I really let my wife run most of the mail.
Yeah.
And now, like, I get home
you're
and
excited
I'm
to do
like,
it,
looking like, oh, fuck, no
you
credit
should,
card
you should go
offers.
Through other people's mails as well. Like, you're doing them a favor.
It's true, but that's a felony. Like, that's a
what is?
Looking through other people's mail is totally a
no,
federal
not
offense.
Looking, just looking through it, yes. Taking it, I don't think it is. I think you're okay to take it.
Well, how do I take it without looking through it?
Those envelopes are like, you know what they're like.
Just blindfold myself and grab like the wad of mail out of their box?
No, be specific. I think you should really just get the credit card offer.
Right, right.
But they've got like, there's a texture to those envelopes that... It works out.
Yeah, you're right. Probably if I did some like some training of my tips, I could figure out like how to make that work.
Or some of them have the little plastic card in there, so that helps.
Yeah. The plastic card, and they've always got the film, the clear film window for your address.
Yep. And then when it ends up being somebody's water bill or something, you just throw it away.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Throw it away. Write an apology note or don't write an apology note?
Maybe to the water company. Like, I unintentionally stole this thinking it was a credit card statement.
They're going to be late this... My neighbor's going to be late this month, so sorry about that. You might want to send him a backup.
You might want to send him another bill.
Don't make your shit look so much like a credit card offer next time. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty decent little way to be an asshole.
Yeah. You got to be dumping something in there, too, though.
I like the message.
Except for, well, fuck. How about two-year supervisor? Write that on the front. Make sure a supervisor gets this. Because they're going to get shit like that all the
time.
I'm not
sure that's, like, is that high up enough on the chain?
No.
Like,
you do it enough times that it is, I think.
Maybe.
Like, that supervisor's going to get pissed.
Right. And at least deliver one of those to his or her supervisor.
You got to do something about this.
Right.
It's getting crazy.
Just fill it with pennies. That way, in case they are charged for the
speaking of which,
pennies.
postage handling. I got some paperwork from the
Department of Agriculture.
Something like that. I needed the deed to my house. And
I think they handle
Willis,
that.
Dude named Willis Blackshear is the dude that handles that
right.
downtown in some government building.
Right.
Called him up one day, and I was like, hey, I need the deed to my house. And he's like, it'll be $2.33.
No, dude, it's my house.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Like, it's, no, you don't, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, it's my house. Yeah. Like,
I want the paperwork for my house.
Like, the one I'm, like, the one I live in.
I live here. I pay a lot of money for it.
So, just send that over.
Just send it over, yeah. He's like, I'll invoice you for $2.33.
Oh, I thought you said 200.
No,
that's
no,
a
no,
little
no.
more reasonable.
No, it's $2.33.
Right.
I'm like, all right, that's cool. And it got there like 2-3 days later. Worked out beautifully. With an invoice, said, I think they did their math wrong though, and they spelled my name wrong, and they had it
don't pay
for
that.
Some reason. Yeah, I didn't pay it. Just let it sit there. And then another invoice comes. Same thing. No late fee or anything like that. It says, please send remittance within 7 to 10 days or whatever it says.
Eventually, right. Does someone break into your house and steal the deed?
Well, no, they have the deed. I don't have the deed.
Yet.
Well, yes, I'm sorry. They did send me the deed, but it's just some words. It's not really the deed.
Right. It's not the official. It's just like a... Right. Like a
here's a description a of something. That's all I was looking for. But they send me another one. What's postage cost nowadays? Like 57 cents or something?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. So you're up to like... $1.75. You're closing in on that.
Oh, I sent, like, on the second or third time, they'd send me two or three invoices for $2.33.
Right.
And the third time, I put a $5 bill in there, sent it on its merry way, and...
You pay that in cash?
I paid it in cash. I put a $5 in there. I put...
send me
the
change?
Keep the change
for the excessive postage
costs. I'll be damned if they didn't send me a $2.77 check. Or whatever the hell the change was. I'm like, no, you guys don't get it. I was late. Like, yeah, exactly. How often did they do that? No, I was giving you $2, like $2.50.
And you know me, like, I'm pro-government. Like, I want to come down on their side, but
that's stupid.
It's you can't argue that that's anything but government waste.
Well, like, the way I solved that problem was they sent me a check that's void after 90 days.
Right.
And I think I shredded the check, so it covers that. But what the hell are you guys doing?
Force them to take the money.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm like... Jerks. You're going to spend 75 cents
right.
on something that it cost me $2.
Right.
You're stupid. But
that adds up.
It ends up. Or adds up. Yeah, whatever. Jerks. Just keep the change, dude. Just keep it.
And the letter.
They said 41 cents on every time they sent me the thing.
Like, also, keep the change, but also the letter saying... That you said to keep the change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I get that
they
couldn't just keep the change if you didn't, but you wrote it down.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. If that happens like 15 times.
A day.
Dummies. And they're spending all kinds of money on postage.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. And a person to sit there writing the shit out, making copies or whatever.
Making the copies. Is that what Rob Schneider is up to? I think there is a little bit left in there.
Kinko's.
Adam Sandler finally couldn't manage to put him in more movies. Is there? Did I lie?
Yes.
I did lie?
Three drips of coffee.
Three drips of coffee. I knew there was something there.
Is it like open or close or something? Maybe. Didn't spill out on me.
Five drips of coffee. Five drips of coffee.
Mm. Very tasty and cold as well.
Yeah.
We're a little quiet for some reason. Not sure why.
We're showing up as quiet?
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything to be done about that.
I don't know.
We're there. It's just quiet.
Is that going to be a lot of post-processing for you?
No more than usual.
That's good.
Is that a little bit more noise than usual? But that isn't anything new either.
Oh, you want to look at that watchtower?
Yeah, man. Joel got a visit today from
Is anybody
J-Dub.
Else getting these visits?
I got one a couple weeks ago,
okay.
And I was busy.
That's comforting.
And I was like, I can't do it right now.
So I'm the
and
only
they handed
sucker
me the stuff.
Talking to these people.
Yes, you're the only one who talks to them. Well, I mean, I spoke to them, but not for more than a second. And they were very kind, and they're like, here's some pamphlets. And
well, and I don't know, I may have talked about this before, but, like, real quickly, like, I don't know which one's the, like, I want to be as little of a dick as possible, right? Like, because they're trying to, like, save my soul, which, sure. Like, in theory, like, I guess I'm like, that's a cool thing to do, right? Like, except for the part where it gets you extra, like, bonus points in heaven or whatever, but, like...
Yeah. You're making yourself one of the 144,000
right.
by running around.
Well, no, we talked about that.
You don't think their chances are better, though?
No, 144,000 get into super heaven.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, everybody else just gets into reg. Like
okay.
The world gets remade in a sweet, like, awesome vision, and every place is Hawaii.
Okay.
That thing.
Railings on the balconies and, okay.
Right.
Playing with lions.
Oh, so they had 10 questions about sex.
Ooh, I like questions about sex.
And they answered them, but I think I think it would be fun if we answered, because there's a lot of Bible stuff in their answers.
Is this for real? Like,
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
They're getting in there.
They get yeah. Huh. I mean, there's no, like, there's pictures, but, like, no genitals or anything.
No jungles?
No, there's jungles, but no genitals.
Oh, no genitals. Okay.
No genitals, no nipples.
Huh.
Like, they keep it kosher on the pictures. Okay, so here's question number one. Was sex the original sin that was committed by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden?
Yes.
I don't think it was, dude.
No?
They shouldn't have eaten that apple.
They ate the apple after they fucked, though, didn't they?
I think they were cool to bone.
Why
wouldn't you be cool to bone?
What
makes you, like, can you, like, help me understand why?
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of gross, like.
Well, of course it's gross.
Nothing to wipe
off. They didn't
have
razors,
like,
so the pubic hair was out of control. But
so you think it was the apple?
Yeah, I don't think I just think they weren't supposed to eat that fruit.
They do some of that snake? Was that the sex part there that was like?
No, that would be bestiality. I think that's...
That was okay.
Right, that's fine. Okay. That's still fine.
Okay, and that wasn't part of the original sin, though.
The only thing that they could do... I thought I was under the impression of this. I thought the only way they could fuck up in the garden...
Okay.
...was to, like, get a nibble off that tree. Or, like, make tea from its bark or something.
What tree?
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Like, that they were totally... Like,
was there other trees?
Yeah.
Was it... Wait. Was there an apple? Was it an apple tree or was it...
It may have been a passion fruit.
Okay.
It's... I don't think, like... Okay. They just... I think in the Bible, like, they just refer to it as the fruit from that tree.
Oh, okay.
But I think... My theory is...
Peanut.
I don't think... Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. George Washington Carver was hanging out. But my theory is, like, that they probably shouldn't have done anything... Like, around that tree. Like, you can't make aspirin out of its bark.
Yeah.
You can't, like...
Like, walk on it, you think they just, like...
Don't put a tire swing on it. Do not climb
it. Tire swings are fun, though.
Tire swings are fun, and there's a lot of trees. And
there were other trees.
I think there were.
Okay.
I didn't
think... Maybe it was... Well, that's confusing as shit, though. Like, how do you know it's that tree? They have a little placard on there that says...
I think God pointed it out. Like, he, like walked, like, was like, hey guys, I know you got like a busy afternoon of like nothing to do, but
fucking,
like, come with, like, let's hang out for a minute, and like, this is this tree right here, and he probably like reached up, and because he's got it, you know what everyone wants,
sure,
eats one of the fruits,
and
eats,
it freaks out, like, this
trips his balls off, hallucinogenic fruit,
Have you heard
mushroom
that
tree?
Have you heard of that theory that, like, that's kind of what's
behind Christianity? Yeah. Also behind Santa. Apparently there's...
Hallucinogenics.
Mushrooms, specifically.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
And I've heard, like, that there's, like, within Christianity, it was all on the same Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, boy.
And he had some dude on there who was, like, essentially a scholar on the whole thing and was talking about, like, had done all this crazy, you know, these... You can be a scholar on anything.
Yeah.
But I thought the Santa thing... was a lot more solid than the Christian thing, but I didn't do a whole lot of, like, research. But, yeah, Santa and Jesus both...
I can see Jesus more than Santa. And I can see a tree of knowledge of good and evil
sort of
more than
shaped.
All of that, yeah.
Well, Santa, because I guess there's, like, a red and white mushroom that grows...
Yeah, there is.
...in, like, the Arctic, in
really?
The shit. Yeah.
Poke it out of, like,
and reindeer are... Apey for absolutely love them. Like, they were talking about, like, stories of, like, you can go up there because it's almost like international waters, right? Like,
sure, yeah.
When you go to any other country,
well, it's ice, so it doesn't really, it's extra international waters because, like, nobody owns that
it's
shit.
It's frozen international waters, it's an international house of frozen waters. And but, like, any other country can have any other rule they want, like,
right,
as far
sure.
as mushrooms go.
Yeah.
So, like, not, like, our rules don't mean shit there.
Right, yeah.
So up there, they're like, whatever, like, shroom out. Like, it's cool. And so, like, you can go
to,
like,
frozen? Like, are they...
I think probably.
Like, crispy, kind of?
Probably.
Okay.
You might thaw them out.
Okay.
Like, before you eat them.
All right.
But they were telling the story of, like, you can go, like, to a shaman's house and have, like, a guided mushroom trip, which, by the way...
Igloo?
I think would be fucking dope. They didn't describe it as an igloo. I thought it was, like, described as, like, a cabin, but a 601, I think, cold and...
Rolling deep on us.
And house over your head.
Okay.
Not a house, but a roof.
Shipping wood must be crazy expensive.
Yeah,
that joint.
Probably.
Like, you got to keep it warm.
Probably, yeah. Huh. But probably just, like, super insulated. You know they've got it figured out.
Reindeer fur?
Reindeer fur.
Okay.
So the story is that, like, you go up there, you go on this wicked mushroom trip with the shaman, right? Okay.
Sounds like
fun
so far.
You go outside to take a piss.
Yeah.
And reindeer, like as you're pissing, like,
really?
Eat the snow that
or
you're pissing in.
Okay.
Because they love this shit so much.
Can you
and blame apparently,
them?
if you're tripping, like, a way to go deeper into the trip is to drink your own piss.
I didn't know that.
Like, fast for the
it's
whole
not
day.
Not have a reindeer drink your own piss.
I don't think that helps you. Maybe, like, let the reindeer drink your piss.
Okay.
Then eat the reindeer.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the only problem I have with that is, like, the act, like, the activity of killing and slaughtering that reindeer while you're tripping on mushrooms.
It's circle of life, dude.
It just seems dangerous in terms of, like, turning it bad. Like, I don't know how you don't, like, immediately jump to Carrie at the prom.
Is that not the evil part of the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
I think that might be.
Okay.
So the good
circle
is, like,
life.
Mushrooms, piss, and reindeer.
Yeah.
And the bad is, like, Carrie at the prom.
Corn syrup
and Carrie at the prom, I think.
Crazy ginger redhead is... They have... What do they have?
Gingers?
ESP? No. Well, yeah, her specifically.
Oh, telekinesis.
Telekinesis, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
She'd bend forks and shit like Amazing Kreskin.
Telekininky-rinky-dink, telekininky-doo.
If she got together with Amazing Kreskin, fuck up the world, dude.
That, we cannot let that happen. I would take it as my personal, like, we cannot let that happen. If you see them at the mall, like, punch one or both of them.
Watch out, Annie Ann's.
And, like... Punch one of them, stuff a pretzel in the other one's mouth, and then kidnap whoever's easiest to carry.
It's going to be the Amazing Kreskin, I
think so.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to take them far. Just, like, lock them in the trunk and then just, like...
What's the range, you think? They can communicate together and, like, you know...
Wow, you're really going to have to knock her out, too, because you're going to need to get the space, like...
We're
that's
really
got to be a solid, like, 100 miles, right?
I would imagine, yeah.
I would think...
Trunk of a car and just... Ghost ride it.
Ghost ride the whip.
See in hell. Carrie.
She had it coming, though.
Yeah. So,
do you want another question?
Yeah, sure. Did we figure out the answer to that one?
I think
it wasn't sex.
I think we discussed the answer. Because I don't...
It may or may not have been
sex. I didn't talk you out of...
Bestiality. Okay. Snake sex.
Okay, here's what they say. Clearly, the fruit that Adam and Eve ate did not represent their having sexual relations, but was a literal fruit that grew the tree.
You did it.
I got it.
Okay.
I know the fuck out of that book, man.
Nice.
But, like, they're Jehovah's Witnesses, so I assume all their evidence is super suspect, but I'll take the win.
Okay.
I'll take the win.
Well, it's written down, so you got that.
So it is written, so it shall it be. All right, does... Question two, does the Bible prohibit sexual pleasure?
Yes.
Yes, I totally agree.
Okay.
I think that's open and
shut. That was an easy one, yeah.
In fact, they like barely have, there's like three sentences on this.
Really?
It says yes, and then like da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And
it's gross, and you shouldn't be doing it.
It's gross, pubic hair, sweaty, don't enjoy yourself so much. End of, yeah, so that was an easy one.
We should have gotten the comfy chairs, dude.
Yeah.
Just how much
fully
money
you take over this fucking
Boston Stroker
dragging couches around.
So yes. No sex.
The Bible does prohibit sexual not relations.
Okay.
Pleasure,
okay. That makes sense.
I think
it's
that's the key procreation.
That's it.
Right.
Okay.
It's into that, but only by rape, I think.
Only by rape.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
That makes sense.
Cuz that's not fun for anybody.
No. Well,
I don't think it's... I don't... All the times I've done it, I haven't had a good time.
Just necessity. Okay.
You're hurried. It's like a... You can't...
There's cops right there, you know, so... Yeah.
Is podcasting illegal?
No, raping.
Oh.
Raping for pleasure.
Well, not...
Boston Stroker.
Oh, okay.
No, never.
No. Okay.
Bathrooms, but...
Okay.
Of the... Boston Stroker.
It's anywhere.
Keep it in mind.
Whatever
okay.
the bathroom.
Okay. I got two drawstrings on. Is that going to be a problem? Double drawstrings?
No, you got two hands.
Okay. All right.
Just, you know. Yeah.
Oh,
you'll figure it out.
Likely I'll just rip my pants,
You think on the fly. You're good at that.
Clearly.
All right, here's question three. You ready?
Okay.
Does the Bible approve of a man and a woman living together if they are not legally married?
Yes. Like, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Brothers and sisters and, like...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, I feel like the question's open-ended. Like, in some situations,
you got a girlfriend and, like...
But in some situations, sure.
Yeah, you're fucking, so you might as well...
I think it pretty explicitly says in Exodus, you've got to kick the tires.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I remember that.
That's, like... What kind of idiot would get married and not...
Figuratively kick the tires?
Figuratively
okay.
kick the tires.
Yeah, I mean...
Because they didn't have cars back then.
She's going to leave her toothbrush there, so you might as well just fucking,
right.
you know, come on
just,
over.
Yeah,
you stay.
That's cool. Is polygamy acceptable?
Well, yeah.
Nowadays, so
yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Because there's, like... It's my understanding, and maybe I read this wrong. Like, didn't Moses have, like, a herd of wives?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, that's what
that's
he heard.
That's how they procreated after the...
he had the stick.
After a flood.
And he would tap them.
Yeah.
And they would... He had a little dog that would chase him around. And, like, the dog never bit him, but it would always, like nip at him.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
makes sense.
Crazy good at that. Like an Australian sheep herder yeah. dog. Have you ever been around one of those dogs?
They try to do that to everything, dude.
Yeah.
Most of my wives came that way.
Like, I was watching one, like, it was trying to do it to the couch. Like,
really?
That couch isn't moving,
yeah.
but it would, like, arr, arr, and, like, never
dumb.
Bite the couch, but, yeah. like, sort of, like, try to intimidate.
It wasn't, yeah, that's stupid.
Like, that's an inanimate
so
object.
So they're not smart.
This one wasn't.
Okay.
This one wasn't. Ready for question five?
Well, the polygamy, it's something.
It's not my taste.
One wife is a lot of wives.
Yeah. 0.5 too many, as far as I'm concerned.
Which half?
Yeah, you get the talky half?
Yeah. Really? Is the good half or the half you're doing?
No, that's, yeah. Ditch
that's,
that half.
Okay.
Ditch that half.
How about 0.75? That's going to be weird.
I don't think that,
like,
ratio is right.
Or the shoulders would be...
I'm less... Here's my thing. I'm less concerned about losing the tits as I am the arms.
Ooh.
Like, I
Wait.
Still...
You I'm, want the arms or no?
Definitely want
okay.
the arms. Because, like...
They do stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta get a sandwich somehow.
They cook and clean and
yeah.
shit.
Okay.
But,
I'm
like,
with you.
I can't imagine, like, okay. a torso from the belly button down, like...
How much does the brain...
I guess it could clean a coffee table, I guess. Like, if you tossed a rag down and it, like, sort
People
of, like...
People get good with their feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like,
I mean,
sat on the stumpy
seen,
part, and,
yeah.
like, yeah, people drive with them and shit.
Yeah. All right.
So, 0.7, we're going to settle on 0.75.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. It's questionable how much the head counts for, but, because that's, like, that does a lot of different things.
Yeah, it is, it's a weird, like, I'm not sure how that percentage breaks down, because, like, if it's just a space thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
one percentage, but,
yeah.
like, if you consider, like,
Work
well, your
done.
Computer ain't
yeah.
shit without its processor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's just a hunk of nothing.
So, yeah, so really it's...
It's a bunch.
The head might be, like, 90%.
At least.
So you want
10%.
Yeah.
yeah, so just 10%.
Okay. okay.
Just like a soulless...
0.1
like,
of a wife. Still might be too much.
A little too much. A little too much.
All
right. Ugh, she still talks a lot. like, she never makes any sense, but she's still like... like, she, like, somehow manages, like, no ability to think, yet still manages to have an opinion on every fucking
yeah,
thing
well, yeah,
I do.
So
every,
naggy, like, just stop. You don't even have a mouth, but you're still nagging.
Still, yeah. Goodness. Like, tapping in, like, Morse code, but, like, not making any sense.
Yeah.
Just sort
you
of tapping.
You still know what it means, though.
Ugh. All right, so your question five. Is it wrong for married couples to use contraceptives?
Who wants a baby? Like, wait, I'm right on that, right? Like, that's the purpose?
To get a baby?
No, the opposite of that.
Right, to not get a baby.
Yes. It looks like I just peed all over
the
place.
Well, here's my question, like, oh, okay, well, this one doesn't address the Bible, so we're cool. Because I was going to say, like, contraception then was, like, push her in a hole.
It's going to keep you from having
fill
a baby,
it,
I
like,
imagine. Yeah.
Then fill the hole up. Like, bury her up to her neck.
Okay.
And throw rocks at her until she stops, like, talking.
We're having babies.
We're having babies.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Like, the question doesn't address, the, like, the Bible. So, for me, as a personal thing...
I'm going to say no because of the feel. Well, it depends. Is it dude contraception or lady contraception?
I think it's open. I think yes and. I think both.
I say the Bible says no to dude contraception.
Well, it doesn't, but it doesn't address the Bible.
Okay.
It says...
Well, okay, I'm going to address
just,
the Bible.
Just an or open...
I'll address a question and say, for dudes, no. Ladies, fine.
For dudes,
no contraception.
No, no contraception. No. For ladies. See, it's I think like, it's fine for both. I think it should be encouraged for both.
But for a dude, it's like...
Before I knew I was infertile, I always wore a condom with my wife. Like, every time. Before I knew I couldn't have babies. Now I don't. Because I can't
have babies. It feels better.
Sure, but like, honestly,
you don't think the Bible wants dudes to feel better?
Certainly
now,
does.
Now
again,
you get it. Come on.
Bible not addressed in this question. I know it's coming out of a watchtower. Like, so that, like, it's under that overarching theme. But I wanted to do these questions... Just
as,
them
as
giving
are,
us
okay.
the questions, and we would have our
okay.
own answers.
Okay.
So if the Bible is addressed in the question, my thought was that we would have to put it through that filter.
Okay.
But if not,
I'm with
so you,
you
say, do you, you're taking the side that you also think the Bible takes, which is dudes should feel good,
yeah.
and chicks should
That's,
suffer and die.
Sure, yeah, well, original sin. Yeah.
Right.
Stupid. Yeah. Okay.
Could add waffles and
is
chicken.
It,
you didn't have to eat that fucking
Is
passion.
It weird that I claim original sin to my three-year-old daughter fairly often? I'm brushing her naughty hair, and I'm like, "Eh, original sin. You got screwed on this one, kid."
You know what's another good one to do is if she's bitching about like, "Why do I have to do that?" Like, she ever give
yeah.
you like that kind
yeah.
of noise?
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Two words: weaker vessel.
All right, I'm with you.
Weaker vessel.
Yeah, okay.
Here's
I'll
why.
Keep that on mind.
You're the
I
weaker
haven't used
vessel.
It yet. Yeah.
Okay. Joe actually came up with that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
He I guess uses it on yeah. his wife all the time, but I've switched
yeah.
and I'll pull that
all
on
right.
his team.
Well, my 3-year-old will appreciate that, I'm sure.
What's a vessel?
Well, she'll get it.
It's like a bowl. It's like a cup or something.
Full of weak little girl
full
parts.
Weak sauce that you put in there. Because you're stupid and have a vagina.
All right. Yeah.
So condoms. So no dude contraception. Yes, female contraception
sure.
is the position that you're taking.
Sure.
And I'm saying
yeah.
everybody conceptualize. Like,
okay.
contraceptualize.
Right. I'll take that.
So
That's
we're
fine.
Half and half.
Sure.
We're in the middle of that.
Yeah.
All right, question 6. Is it wrong to have an abortion? Again, the Bible's not brought up.
Not if you don't want a baby.
I think, yeah.
If you want a baby, yes.
I think
that's probably a mistake.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way of putting it. Because if you don't want a baby, then no, it's not wrong. Because,
yeah.
like,
oh, yeah.
dummy, what do you think that's going to turn into? Like, you're not going to, like, nobody in the history of the world is shit out of fucking watermelon.
No.
Like,
well,
that always comes out of baby. Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I think so.
Every time.
Unless it's gas. Occasionally
not
it's gas.
Like 8 months,
well,
eight
okay.
and a half months of
yeah.
gas, and then like just
okay,
like.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
if you don't want a baby, it's
watch
fine.
Watch it deflate. Like, you get the whole thing, and then it just turned out to be gas. That was an awful burrito. That thing stewed for 9 months. Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it. I couldn't agree more.
If you want a baby, though, it's a bad move.
Right.
It's like you,
if you
probably
baby,
shouldn't go get an
no,
abortion.
No, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's really your only choice. Except for
stay
the
stay away from the abortion
right.
if you want a baby.
Right.
Okay.
That's a really good way of putting it. Ooh, this one has the Bible, so we have
okay.
to look at it through that
okay.
lens. Does the Bible permit divorce? I think it comes down to the definition.
Hidden close to home.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even thought about it from that perspective.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, and you like the book, too. This is an interesting question. I won't even weigh in until the end. Let's talk through this one. I like it. It's a good song for this discussion, too.
I'm going to say yes. I mean, say, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they? You get married under God, and they get divorced under God.
Right.
Or the Bible, I guess.
So the Bible's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
See, now, I feel like the Bible's not cool with, like, legal divorce, but I feel like it's okay with you killing your wife.
That's where I was going to go
like,
as well.
Like, maybe okay is the wrong word, but, like, looks
well,
the other
not
way.
Not even necessarily killing her, just
like,
making her disappear.
I'm not going to just sort of, they're not going to.
Making her disappear and then
right.
not necessarily killing her.
Right, I feel like God addresses that as, like,
okay.
I didn't see anything.
Well, I was. There's Elvis.
On the street?
No, that's God saw Elvis when you were making
God,
your wife
disappear. He was
disappear.
So talented.
Yeah.
He just gets distracted. Hendrix is on harp. I got. How'd you get those flowers to grow so good in your backyard? God comes around and asks later, like, what did you do to those, like, that flower bed is, like, super fertile. Yeah.
Fertilization is where it's at.
All right. Yeah, so I feel like the Bible, like, not cool with divorce in, like, the legal sense of the word.
We got kids coming in, dude.
But, like, to solve your problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, certainly.
I feel like that's how it looks at it.
Yep. I agree.
Let's see. Let's see. Boy, there are none of these that I can ask right now.
We can take a break for a minute if you want.
Okay, we got three questions left.
Okay.
Let's see if there's anything else in here. Yeah, and now, like, so I don't know how to address these people. Like, I'm not gonna convert
sure.
to the Watchtower way of life, right? Sure. So I feel like, on one hand, like, I'm letting them waste their time.
Yeah.
Like, or I'm letting them spend their tires in the mud.
Yeah.
And so, like, the most polite thing to be, like, would be like, listen, you're barking up the wrong tree, guys. Yeah. But, like, slam the door in their face?
Yeah.
Or do I, like, let them pitch me?
No, that's the way to really, like, not waste their time, though.
It's the most efficient, like, time-saving device.
I believe so.
It's just, oh.
Yep. Wrong.
Nope. Try the neighbors.
Yep.
That's a shitty thing to do to my neighbors, though. They were crawling all over the neighborhood, man.
We had a bunch as well a couple weeks ago.
It's weird. It's just pushy.
But it's not. It's a weird thing. It's like, here's some trash for you.
Well, or material.
Or material.
Or material.
You got a podcast.
here's some pamphlets to talk about. So, yeah, I guess. It works. I mean, we're getting the message out. We're discussing the material.
That's true.
All right, what do you think about this one? Does God approve of homosexuality?
Which way again? We're running into the same problems of which way.
Which God?
That too.
According to this question, like, it's not does the Bible approve. Like, that's a specific book.
Huh.
I think some gods are okay with it.
I would imagine.
All the Greek gods were fine with it, obviously.
Definitely. And in the doo-doo way.
Right. Yeah, what was their stance on Lady-Lady?
Lady-Lady. I don't think anybody thought of it.
They didn't put that one together?
You would think.
Came up with philosophy and representative government and couldn't figure out where to stick a tongue. That's wild. Those people. I don't know. I think they did. I feel like I've seen, like, a bowl or, like, a vessel where that was etched in. Because they had a lot of pornographic bowls.
Sure, yeah.
And, like, plates and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I think they were down. So that's all those gods. Okay. What do you think, like, Egyptian gods? They must have been cool with it. Cleopatra?
Yeah.
I know she's not a god, but, like, they put her in charge.
Yeah.
Like, they upgraded her.
Sure, right, certainly.
Right. Let's see.
So, yes.
So, yes, for some gods.
Yeah.
I think, like, all the, like, Judeo gods are not super hip on it.
Why wouldn't they be?
In fact, frankly, I think all the monotheistic gods, like, at least, like, their folks, like, their reps, like, down here.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, do not seem, like, I don't know why, but they all are, like, have a really strong opinion about it. Like, really strong opinion about it.
Seems like a missed opportunity. I'm not sure for what, but...
Like, who's aren't missing you, the opportunity? The well, God on, or the people?
Well, yeah, I mean... No, I'd say the people, because if God is indifferent or whatever, but his people
now the people
are,
claiming to rep God?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're missing out, at least on some tithing or something.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
you do,
if then,
like, from a purely capitalistic sense of opportunity.
Yeah.
Like,
we need that new stained glass window. So.
Right. Like, hey, who do you think...
Can you make a stained glass window for us? You
right. And, like, in the artisan community,
that's
super popular.
Yeah.
Like, people are all about that.
Yeah, I believe so.
Hmm.
Oh, kids.
Sure. Sort of like, I hope we can get that back.
Huh?
I hope we can get that chair back.
Yeah, they're not hanging out long.
That's good. Especially after this next question. All right, no Bible in this question.
Okay.
Anything wrong with phone sex?
No.
Sexting?
No.
Or cyber sex? No Bible in this question.
Then definitely no.
I think it's all a question of volume. Like, I think any one of
how
those three things...
Absolutely
correct. One, keep it down.
Sure.
Two, I think, like, any... Like, cashews are a problem if you eat nothing but
moderation,
cashews.
Sure.
Like, you can't go crazy on anything.
Yeah.
You've got to... You've just got to keep it in check, like whatever it is.
Sure, yeah.
You can't play hockey all the time.
Yeah.
You have to get a job.
Yeah.
You have to get a job. And you have to, and then, after that job, once a week, you can go with your buddies and play hockey for 4 hours if you want.
Yeah.
But you can't, like...
And that's what, like, an
unless
unlimited...
Unless you're a professional hockey player.
Well, okay.
But even then, you got to sleep, I think.
Well, I've got an unlimited plan on my phone, so, like, what else are you going to do with it? I'm, like, right now, I'm waiting on a return.
So moderation on everything except for plans on your phone. In that case, like, don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, really use it.
Yeah.
Really, really use it.
Settle that one.
Okay.
I'm gonna change one word in this to two words.
Okay.
What is the Bible's view of self-love? Smash-mash-mation. You know what I mean? That specifically, that kind of.
What was that?
Shmish-mish-mation. Like, it sounds like maturation.
Okay.
Ends with ION.
Okay.
And Kleenex.
I use just toilet paper.
Or paper towels, whatever.
It's a little rough. Okay.
I just like wiping up with, like, a guy named Bronny. Get over here, you. Like, one sheet always does the job.
Well, like,
yeah, didn't it's the Bible's view.
Didn't God give us opposable thumbs for a reason?
I totally agree.
Yeah. And like that webbing.
Well.
The webbing is maybe what does it.
The best. The webbing is the absolute bee's knees. And it's, we also need to consider
what if we had like frog toes or frog hands,
that
dude?
That would be even better.
I bet it would.
What if.
So maybe not. Maybe
what
like.
What if the devil gave us opposable thumbs?
Did he have control of that?
What if Beelzebub was like, I see what you're making up there.
Yeah.
It looks awfully nice. I've got an addition to each hand. Just, that's all.
Either way, cool, I think.
I don't know, and here's why. I think the Bible wants you, like, I feel like it was, like, against, like, spilling things.
Okay.
And, like, wants you to be, like, studious with your, like, fluid use.
Okay.
Like, check your oil and
stuff. What about
snot? Well, specific, like...
Oh, just different parts.
Yeah, this fluid.
The red stuff and the white stuff is to stay
whatever.
Stays in, kind of.
Right. Keep the red and white. Lose the green and yellow.
Okay.
And the brown, depending on
clear.
How it comes out.
Yeah,
clear's
okay.
fine, whatever.
Okay.
Clear's almost not even an issue.
Okay.
Keep it in, take it out, whatever.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think when it comes to the Bible, I think it's against it. I also think it has a problem with, like, how are you going to be treating women so badly if you're,
okay.
like, all relaxed all the
yeah,
time?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Like, you don't have any pent up, like...
Yeah. Okay, you
got to
keep them in line.
Angry
and, yeah,
if
okay.
you're going to, like, horribly treat women.
Something's got to give you the energy
right.
to keep them in line. That makes sense.
So, yeah, I think the Bible's against it.
Is this a Bible question, or is this just...
Oh,
a,
yeah, yeah. What,
okay.
is, what is the Bible's view
oh, okay.
of blank mation?
Okay, I'm with you.
ION.
So shouldn't the Bible just be pissed at Beelzebub rather than man?
I don't know why he doesn't take more heat.
Yeah.
Like, he's the Lord of Darkness. I'm just a dude.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you expect?
Like, I just, like, work for barely above minimum wage. Like,
yeah.
I'm not in charge of anything.
Yeah.
It does feel like a lot to put on like, me and you and everybody in here.
Unreasonable.
Like, he's the Lord of Darkness. How am I supposed to beat that? I can't beat that.
Yeah.
That's your job.
You
old
think,
man.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to fight that every day? Come on.
That's silly.
If you're so upset about it, just take my thumbs. Just get rid of my thumbs.
Ah, dude. You better watch yourself.
Thumbs up. So I think we're torn on this one. I want to see if they have a thing. Bible assures us that God can impart power beyond what is normal.
What the hell is going on in this watchtower,
dude? It's freaky, dude. It's so freaky.
Wow.
The Bible assures us that God can impart power, quote, power beyond what is normal.
Wow.
To those who make a sincere effort to break this habit.
Presume you started in the first place, which
power beyond what is normal, if you make the effort to break it, if you never
can you fly?
Is that how superheroes are?
I bet it is. Yeah.
Superman just never
never
figured it out.
Figured it out.
He was so stupid.
Good. Yeah.
Like in that one regard,
knocking into things like.
Batman and Superman and Spider-Man just went
not
dreams.
Necessarily Batman.
Yeah, he's a tech guy. You're right. Yeah. You're right. But Spider-Man and Superman.
And Spider-Man kind of, because he's got that thing that shoots out.
Does that count? Because he's not making an effort to break that habit at all.
No, not at all. It's useful. Super useful.
Swinging around on it in the city. Somebody's going to have to clean that up, jerk. Somebody's going to have to climb on that building and get that off of the corner of it. A lot. Got on my windows. Gross.
Where are we at on this?
10. That was 10.
That was 10?
Yep.
Oh, good timing. You want to say goodbye?
Sure.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Oh, fuck. I got new lines in and out. If you're heading out, this has been Snort Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. 937-305-7836 is my personal ringly dingly.
Mine is 937-212-5035.
You can find us at Snort Coffee or at snortcoffee.com. Yeah, at Snort Coffee on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're sitting in a Boston Stroker. That's what the crazy noise is.
Hear that
Hopefully
sweet
can
grind.
Hear huh?
Hear that sweet grind.
Yeah. Belly the Beast. Really, though, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. I want to get better about that. I want people to know, like, even if there's only one person out there, and I'm pretty sure there is, thank you. Like, you put us in your brain for an hour.
That's crazy.
And you didn't get to say anything. You probably wanted to, I'm sure.
You can.
At a couple points.
Come and say something to us.
Get it, especially if you're into the Watchtower. Yeah. Are we misreading this?
Yeah. Yeah,
did I miss something on that list? I don't think I did.
No. One of my topics for later is discussing our numbers. And, like, if you listen on an Apple product through iTunes or whatever, leave us a review. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You can email us at snortcoffee@gmail.com, I believe, .com. Let us know.
If you ordered that drink, it's ready.
Pretty close. Is your name Amanda?
You, the listener.
Yeah.
Get down here 4 months.
Do they not ask your name anymore? I haven't heard any names being shouted.
That's weird. They've been yelling the drink order. I did take the the UID advice and told them my name was Truck one time.
Nice. That's cool.
They, totally confused, made me spell it. It was awesome.
No, it's Truck.
Yeah, it's Truck.
Huh. Yeah, bye-bye. This is kind of weird, sitting in a talking terribly dirty shit.
I think we did pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like
probably quiet enough.
Volume-wise, I feel like we're okay.
Yeah.
And I think there's subject matter, we're fine.
Totally like 8-year-old kids, in my view, though.
Right. But I think even then, like, I made the effort to, like,
be at least thoughtful about it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
I'm going to smoke, and then I think I might. I brought
more coffee.
I brought half a bottle of wine.
How are we going to work that?
Say what?
How are we going to work that?
I was just going to pour it in this cup.
I don't know. Uh-oh, there's a bus.
Mix it with coffee for his drink.
That's gross.
Should
I leave this on, you think? As well?
Maybe mark it and then mark it when we get back. It's weird. It's weird.
Nice. Service with a smile.
Huh?
Service with a... meh, whatever.
Scowl.
Service with a scowl.
Thank you.
So if you find a bathroom door that's locked, but there's a men's and a women's, and the women's is unlocked, go in and use it? Or do you wait?
I've done it. I've gone in and used it before. Can you wait becomes the question for me. Like, if I can wait...
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it's super rude, because no one knows, like, the casual onlooker doesn't know how much you can or cannot wait.
Folk.